Hello, everybody. You're listening to WLXU 93.9 LPFM, Lexington, Kentucky. My name is Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Ben.
How's it going?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. I've just finished being pre-recorded, and now I'm live.
That's true. So we're live here in the studio, coming to you live from the STEAM Academy here on the north side of Lexington, Kentucky, the beautiful bluegrass region. Yes. Our beautiful state of Kentucky. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios. So now we are going to encompass the 12, the noon to 2 p.m. as a half.
One to two.
Yeah. Well, one to two. But the whole show, it will be Bluegrass Bios.
Yeah.
From noon to two.
So we're very happy about that.
Yeah, we're very happy to be absolved like an amoeba. It's wonderful. So today we're going to have some pretty cool guests. We're going to have Sanjita Kadambi, who's the president of BIOX, which is the Bluegrass Indo-American Civic Society, will be joining us here shortly.
And Chuck just did that from memory. Yeah. I just want everybody to know that. That was very impressive.
True. Thank you. Thank you. Well, they're going to start doing a show here on Lexington Community Radio.
When will they be doing that show, Charles?
They're going to start the beginning of November.
Oh, very good. Yeah. What day and time do
we
have?
Sundays at 3 p.m.
Sundays at 3 p.m.
Letting people know about what's going on in the Indian community here in Lexington, Kentucky, which is vast and lovely.
And eclectic and diverse.
Very much so, you know. Yeah. I mean, India, as you probably know, is very, very complex place. Tons of languages, tons of intra-country. Is that the right word? Inter-country? International?
Yes, international.
Intranational culture.
I am fascinated by the fashion, to be honest. And I've wanted to incorporate that into my own wardrobe, but without offending anybody.
Yeah.
Well, so that's tricky. I have to work on that.
It seems nice and flowy.
Yeah, I like the collars. I want to bring that into American fashion.
We can ask Sanjita where you might be able to pick up some sick Indo threads. So that's exciting. So we're going to be talking with Sanjita Kadambi from BIOX here soon, and then a little later on in the hour we're going to be joined by Ed and Nishan, who are putting together an art show that's happening tonight at the Bread Box behind West 6, Tarot, an exhibition where they asked 78 plus local artists to reinterpret an individual card of the tarot deck.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I had my tarot card reading done once in the mid-90s, and the first card my friend pulled out was like the spare card with absolutely, it was completely blank with nothing on it. So I just took that and ran with it.
Wow.
I said, that's my future.
Like as a metaphor.
Yes.
It's nice.
I just appreciated that too much.
Well, the future's bright, wide open.
Not today. It's dark and gloomy and there's not a sky in the clouds.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's affected my mood a little bit, my energy level. So you'll hear a little falseness.
A little melancholy.
To my excitement.
A little latent melancholy.
Yeah. But as Chuck knows, I've had a rough week.
Yeah,
I understand. A really rough week.
Well, I'm glad you made it through, Ben. I'm glad you're still here with us.
Me too.
Kicking, staying strong. And it's Friday, so at least the weekend is upon us. There's a few things going on tonight that I want to talk about before Sanjita gets in here. Tonight at the Lyric Theater, Just Fund Kentucky is having a fundraiser. One of their biggest fundraisers. Shout out to Just Fund Kentucky. They are an organization that is funded through an endowment of local folks who basically give grants to LGBTQ AA projects that promote acceptance, education of LGBT folks.
Very cool.
Absolutely. And Lexington Community Radio has been a recipient of those a few times, so thank you very much. But also, you know, we're all rooting for the home team. We're all about celebrating our differences here, true American values. Shout out to Just Fund Kentucky for doing that every day.
Yeah.
So props to them. And also tonight at the Lyric Theater, they are going to be hosting a roast of Deborah Hensley.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
So Deborah Hensley, if you don't know, is a former councilwoman. She also helped start the Hope Center and the Plannery and all kinds of good, great things here in town. But she also started this station. She's our founder.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the mother brain of Lexington Community Radio.
A woman of ceaseless energy and enthusiasm.
Absolutely.
And we all just kind of feed off that.
It's true.
Yeah.
She is. She's the mitochondria, if you will. So she is getting roasted tonight at the Lyric Theater. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's a fundraiser for Just Fun Kentucky. You can check out Just Fun Kentucky online. You can just Google it, or I think it's Just Fun Kentucky, justfunky.org.
And Deborah will be there unless she has like some last-minute emergency work that she must get done at that very second.
Yeah.
So I'm starting the roast early.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, that was part of it.
Nice.
That was a taste.
Nice. We're just digging our toes in the water.
Absolutely.
So if you have any calls, any requests, anything you want to talk about, feel free to give us a call here at the station. The number is 859-721-5690.
I can confirm that.
Yes. So Sanjita will be joining us here shortly. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM, and we'll be back here in a second. All right, a little Al Green to get your Friday afternoon started. You're listening to 93.9 WLXU LPFM here in Lexington, Kentucky. My name is Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, and who are you?
I'm Ben.
Cool.
We're the Benjineer, we've nicknamed me.
Hey, Benjineer. And with us is a special guest, Sangeeta Kadambi. Hi, Sangeeta.
Hi, Chuck.
I apologize that I was pronouncing your name Sangeeta before.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, so Sangeeta, you are the president of BIOX, right?
That's right.
So can you tell us, what is BIOX?
BIOX stands for Bluegrass Indo-American Civic Society, and it's an organization, it's a not-for-profit a civic charitable organization, and it is made up of people of Indian American heritage, but it's open to everyone. It's an open membership to anyone who wants to join it, and the organization does a lot of charitable activities. And anything to promote and help the community.
Mm, that's great. And BIOX has been around since 1988, right?
That's correct.
It's a long, long history.
Oh, you're closing in on 30 years shortly.
Yes, yes, next year.
Oh, very
are you
cool.
all planning a celebration?
We plan something big. Our biggest marquee event is the scholarship event, which is a banquet for the high school seniors. We award scholarships to them, and it's usually either in April or May.
That's great. Can you tell us a little bit more about the scholarships and kind of if there are any students out there listening or
absolutely.
Any parents who are interested, how one might go about applying?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go on our website, which is biacs.org, you can find all the information. It has information about how you can apply for our scholarships. Right now, the scholarship link is closed because it'll be open in sometime in January, like towards the end of January. And anyone is eligible to apply, like any high school senior who is going to be graduating can apply for the scholarship so that it helps them with their college.
No.
It is open to any student in Kentucky, all over Kentucky.
Wow. So I know Kentucky is a vast place, but certainly India is as well. And I know that there are so many different, small subcultures and different languages, just depending on the region of India. So do you see a large diversity of folks from different parts of India within BIOX here in Kentucky?
Oh, absolutely. There's, anywhere you go, any city in the U.S. you go, that you're going to find the diversity, which is in India, also over here. So we see in Lexington also people from all the diverse cultures and even if you go to the mall or any of the grocery stores in any of the neighborhoods, you'll probably hear different languages too.
Oh, absolutely.
So yes, absolutely. All these communities have their own little organizations too. Mm. What are
some of the different ethnicities within India?
Okay, there's one which is the Maharashtrian community, which is a region on the western part of India.
Okay.
And then there's another which is called the Gujarati Samaj Society, which is, again, towards the western, like a little bit northwest. Mm-hmm. Then there's a Bengali Association, which is on the east side of Bengal, is on the east side. So there's that community. There's a Tamil community, there's a Telugu community, there's a Kannada community, and there's also, of course, the North Indian community. So as you can see, they're from everywhere. And everyone, even though they have their own organizations, they're all under one, like the two main organizations that they are under the umbrellas are, one is BIACS, the mm-hmm. Bluegrass Indo-American Civic Society, and the other one is the BTCC.
Mm-hmm. And what does mm-hmm. BTCC stand for?
The BTCC stands for Bharatiya Temple Cultural Community.
Mm.
So,
and they have an event coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, it's Diwali. Mm. It's a Diwali celebration, which is Diwali, if I think most people know, it's the Festival of Lights.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most popular, and even in India as well as over here, the most popular festival. It is celebrated with lights, because a light is supposed to ward off evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it signifies. And that festival is coming up this Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's at the Thoroughbred Center, and from 4 to 10. And there's a cultural program. There are food vendors.
I'm there.
Yeah, food. Food, you got us.
Yes. And a lot of food vendors. So the different restaurants in Lexington, as well as some catering companies. Mm. So there's a lot of food over there, different varieties of food. And that too, again, from different parts of India. So you'll get mm-hmm. a taste of the food from all parts of India.
Now, what would be like the difference between food from North India and the food from South India? Is there that kind of delineation like in the United States?
Yes, there is. Like the Northern India, even like weather-wise, Northern India is cooler,
mm-hmm.
and the Southern is like much, much warmer. So according to that, the crops also that grow there are different. So Northern part of India, there's a lot of the rotis or naans, if you have heard about those.
Oh, yes,
the breads,
yes, yes.
The Indian breads.
Lived off that on occasion. Yeah.
So the Indian breads are very common and popular in the Northern part, and variations of those. Like, so you get, you make breads from different lentils, and they're awesome.
That sounds great. I love naan bread.
And I am used to the generic grocery store, so I may need to. I don't know that I've actually ever had real naan bread.
Oh,
and they made specifically like that, so that might be. You may have sold me on this.
Well, you can try any of the Indian restaurants too. But I think at the Diwali festival tomorrow too,
mm-hmm.
there may be naan over there, so you can try that over there.
Very, very good.
And then the southern part of India is mostly, the staple diet is rice.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of rice, and then obviously variations of rice. So they make different preparations of rice.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, and I think in addition to food, the language differences between not only North and South India, but also within its own regions. You know, how many languages?
Oh, there are at least 26 to 28 languages. These are the recognized ones. And then the dialects are innumerable.
That's amazing. I'm always interested in that, because in the United States we have accents, you know, and different grammar rules of grammar and manner of speech, mm-hmm. and politeness in different parts of the country. But to have different languages and dialects within it. How does something like that occur?
It all started. I mean, if you go to the history of India, India was always like state, like princely states.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all almost like kingdoms by itself,
okay.
And so they were ruled by this king. And also because Indian, the weather and the way India is geographically, I think the crops, the weather, it also affects how people dress. So that's why it's totally different from the Northern, the Southern, the East, and mm-hmm. the West.
We'll get to the dress. We were talking about that before.
Similarly, so that's the reason that they had different, like, it was almost like a kingdom by itself, like all these states. And that's how they had different languages.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So a little bit more about BIACS. Do you all have any events coming up? And I guess my first question is, if somebody wants to join BIACS, how do they go about doing that?
Okay. BIACS, like I said, the website, if you go on the website, www.biacsbiacs.org.
B-I-A-C-S?
Very
nice.
.org. Yeah, thank you. So if you go on the website, there is a link on there to also become a member.
Mm.
And you just click on that, and it has like the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just a very nominal fee for joining BIACS, which mm-hmm. helps with all the charitable work that we do.
That's great. And so what, can you tell us a little bit more, kind of what kind of activities do you all do?
So like I said, the main thing, our main event is awarding high school seniors the mm-hmm. scholarships. And and then you'd be interested in knowing this, that BIACS is the only ethnic organization, it's like a small-scale ethnic organization that awards the largest number of high school scholarships to seniors.
Wow.
This year, we awarded 17 scholarships.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Yes, and the maximum we've awarded is 20 scholarships. So,
wow.
And this is like, I mean, no bars. Anyone can apply, and it's based, there are a lot of merit and as well as need-based scholarships.
Well, that's awesome. And truly helping the community.
Yes. And then some of the other events, we have India Day Festival, mm-hmm. which is a festival of India, obviously from the name. But, we wanted to create an awareness of the Indian culture, the food, and encourage people to, sample the... and we have a cultural event, like about a 2-3 hour event with Bollywood dances, traditional classical dances, music, and other things, like we have yoga and henna, of course, at all those. So it's more of a cultural, the festival kind of thing, and we just started that 4 years ago, so that's pretty new.
And where is that usually held?
That is usually held at the Moon Dance Amphitheater in Beaumont. And we're hoping to have it over there, or we may have it at the downtown. So it depends on next year. We are growing in numbers, so...
Yeah. Well, stay tuned. You'll be able to hear about it, no doubt. So you all have a blood drive coming up recently, right?
Yes. This is the first year we are organizing a blood donation drive along with the Kentucky Blood Center.
And so if people have some blood to give, where can they give it to?
Yes. So they can go on, first of all, they can also go on the www.biax.org website and find more information about that. Or they can... they can call the KBC at 859-276-2534, and they can guide them. This is the number for the Kentucky Blood Center. So they can call that, or they can also email us at president@biax.org or secretary@biax.org to find all this information about the blood donation drive. But it's going to be from November 1st through November 8th. We purposely kept election day, so...
Yeah. It's a good idea. We might need that blood.
Yes.
After the 8th.
Do you serve liquor?
Yeah, right.
That's why you can at least give over here if you don't want to give there.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. Well, that's awesome. Well, it sounds like you all are doing so much great work, and I'm very excited that you all are going to start doing a podcast here on 93.9.
Yes, we are really excited about that, mm-hmm. and we thank you for giving us that opportunity, especially we are doing this, our youth. We also have a youth board mm-hmm. at BIACS, and our youth are very active, and we are trying to get them involved with this, and the youth are very excited at doing this. They've been working hard on trying to get this first airing.
That's great. And that's going to start in November, right?
Yes.
Great.
And actually we are also going to be having the first one mm-hmm. on this Sunday. So tune in on Sunday at 3:00, 3 to 3:30, to listen to the very first airing.
Sunday 3 to 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right here on the same station. So just
the same station.
Just don't go anywhere.
Right, yes.
Just leave it on,
or get a portable radio and carry it around with you.
Make it like the 80s.
Yeah,
get a little boombox.
And the youth have some interesting ideas. So you get to hear more about like the Indian, like a lot of Indian topics, current topics in Lexington, and of course Indian Bollywood music, and they'll talk.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, just in case you're just joining us, this is Bluegrass Bios, and you're here listening to Ben and Chuck, and we're here with Sangeeta Kadambi, president of BIACS, the Bluegrass Indo-American Civic Society. So you prepared some music, since it's Diwali, and we should celebrate Diwali. Can you explain a little bit about just a little bit more about Diwali and kind of how it came to be?
Yes. Yes, Diwali is one of the biggest festivals of the Hindus, which is celebrated with great enthusiasm and happiness in India and now anywhere in the world that there are Indians. The festival is celebrated for 5 continuous days, and Again, different communities have different importance for the different days. But usually it's the third day, which is, and throughout the entire 5 days, it's called Festival of Lights because everyone lights these earthen lamps in their homes and outside their homes to, because the meaning of that is lighting of the lamps is a way of paying obeisance to God for attaining health, wealth, knowledge, peace, valor, and fame. And basically, light is light of knowledge and light of wealth, like it paves the way towards. So light is associated with everything that's good. Light is sunlight, so
you can't go wrong with that.
Yes.
No, we have a call. Do you want to try?
Sure. Yeah, maybe. Can we cut to the song and maybe we'll take this caller?
Yeah, sure.
And then we can come back if that's all right. So this is Happy Diwali.
Yes.
Right. And can you explain a little bit more about this track?
Okay, this is Happy Diwali is a song from a Bollywood movie, and it is actually on like kids who are performing on stage. And basically, again, Diwali is a celebration where everyone enjoys music, dance, and so if you listen to this song, then we can talk a little bit more about it afterwards.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great. So here's Happy Diwali. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU.
Hello, namaste. This is Rohit Kesaraju.
I'm Radhika Sharma.
I'm Akhil Kesaraju.
I'm Rohan Paula.
I'm Tharunika Venkatesan.
Tune into BIAX Radio, created by BIAX, the Bluegrass Indo-American Civic Society, live on WLXU 93.9 FM every Sunday at 3 p.m.
Tune in to hear about what BIAX is doing in Lexington's Indian community, as well as to hear discussions about what's going on with people and events around Lexington.
Let us know what you think. Email us at info@biax.org. That's info@biax.org. And we'll see you every Sunday at 3 p.m. for BIAX Radio on WLXU 93.9 FM, Lexington Community Radio.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on WLXU 93.9 FM here in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Chuck. And that's Ben.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Ben.
And mics, yeah.
We're here with some special guests. Right now we're talking with Sangeeta Kadambi from BIAX. Hi, Sangeeta. So we've been talking a little bit about Diwali and kind of the history. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Yeah, just a version of today's Diwali. So, you know, in the midst of today's busy lifestyle, Diwali gives an opportunity to pause and be grateful for what we have, to make special memories with family and friends, to laugh and enjoy what life offers us. And through the festival, although the festival has undergone some changes in due course of time, yet it has continued to be celebrated since time immemorial. Every year, Diwali comes back with all the excitement and merriment, and times may have undergone a sea change, but customs and traditions remain the same. And come and enjoy the Diwali festival tomorrow, Saturday, at the Thoroughbred Center.
And because I'm a native Lexingtonian, plenty of parking?
Yes, yeah. there's
good.
Plenty of parking.
Good, good.
There's plenty of parking, and the event is open to everyone, so very there's no restriction.
So bring your grandma, bring your infant.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of Bollywood dances, and again, music and traditional dances to enjoy too, as well as sample the food.
Yes.
And the clothing and accessories.
That's great. That's exciting. Well, thank you so much, Sangeeta, for coming in and talking with us. And again, BIAX Radio is going to start this week, this Sunday at 3 p.m. here on WLXU. Very exciting stuff. Happy to hear that the Indian community is alive and well and doing all kinds of great things here in Lexington. So thank you so much for coming in. And there's one more event that you wanted to talk about that's happening at UK?
Yes, at UK, the UK Indian Student Association is having the Indian Festival of Dance, which is called Garba. And it is around the Navratri Dandiya Festival. So there's a lot of dancing again. It's at the Engineering Courtyard today at 7 p.m. And there's nonstop dancing, free food.
Oh, nonstop. So
a lot of dance and music again.
That's great. Well, that's awesome. And what an easy thing to celebrate.
Yes.
So what is Garba? Can you explain just a little bit?
Yeah, Garba is a festival of dance which is associated with the western part of India, the Gujarati community. And it was started as a celebration of the harvest. And so people just come together and dance. It's like group dancing. So it's not individual dancing. And, people who don't even know each other, they kind of dance with each other. And it's a dance, Garba, there are two versions, Garba and Dandiya. Dandiya is a dance which is done with sticks, and you dance with the partner on the opposite side. It's done in an inner and outer circle. And Garba is a dance which uses a lot of clap work. So again, if you want to enjoy that, come and see it at the UK Engineering Courtyard today at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. That's great. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I also hope that everyone who wants to also donate blood are welcome to do it at the BIACS and KBC blood donation drive from November 1st to the 8th.
Great. Thank you so much. And be sure to check out BIACS.org, BIACS.org, get more information about what's happening. Thank you so much, Sangeeta.
Thank you again for having me.
And we would like to transition here with a track. Any song in particular? I know you prepared some.
There's some Dandiya Garba song, very energetic, so you'll enjoy that one.
Nice. What is the title of it, too?
It's the Dholi Taro Dhol Baje.
Ah, got it.
Great. All right. Well, you're listening to
Blue. And you'll probably hear it tonight, too.
Oh,
the same song at the Garba Festival.
Nice. We'll try to dance here in the studios and do it justice. But you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 at WLXU. Everybody, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU Lexington. With us is a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Nishan Sandhu, and I am one of the putter honors of the tarot.
Is that your official title?
That's my official title, I decided. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Nishan.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And tonight, there is a very special event happening at the Bread Box, which, if you don't know, is located behind Wessex Brewery, near the parking lot, former offices of Wessex that are artist studios. But yeah, can you tell the folks about what's happening?
Yeah, so tonight at the Bread Box, we're going to be having an art show, and it's called Tarot, an Exhibition. And we're featuring approximately 85 different artists that are each doing a card from the tarot deck.
Wow, 85. And for anyone who's ever put on an art show, really anything, involving 85 different people and, you know, trusting them to get everything in on time and prepare the way you would want it to be, is going to be difficult. So props to you on that, and props to you on the foresight of coming up with this amazing show. Can you talk a little bit to us, Nishan, about kind of how the show came about, how it all came together?
Sure, yeah. So first I want to say props to everybody for completely pretty much showing up. It's been amazing to see how everybody's come together. Yeah,
it's a beautiful town.
Really is, yeah. So the idea first kind of came up actually about 10 years ago, and I was living in Louisville, and I had a lot of friends who were artists, and you know, most artists are looking for ways to make money and sell their art. And I thought, man, it'd be amazing if you guys would just make a tarot deck. Mm. And I initially thought that, so there's the major arcana, which has the archetypes in the tarot deck, and then there's the minor arcana, which has the different symbols and which kind of represent different elements. And I thought we can have each person can do a different major arcana and then find four artists for the four minor. Mm. So fast forward, you know, 5-6 years, and I see Ed about 5 years ago, and
this is Ed Franklin, by the way. Shout out to Ed Franklin.
Yeah, the mastermind. You know, so Ed Franklin works at Sketchel Media, which, if you guys aren't familiar with Sketchel Media, it's been around since the 70s. It's like amazing yeah, shop,
it's
right?
It's a hub. Oh, yeah. Cultural. Yeah. The cultural keystone.
It is. I love that space. So Ed is often in his office, which is right behind this huge case of tarot decks. Mm-hmm. So one day I finally got the courage to kind of be like, hey, how are you going? You know, how are you? Yeah. And so we talked over a few months. And then one day I kind of threw that idea out, and he thought, well, why don't we have the artist, like, also do a minor arcana card. Mm. So then it turned into this like amazing, big, beautiful art show. And that's kind of the long story of how it came about.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's cool. So this show, it's tonight at the Bread Box, 7 to 10. The Bread Box is located over on West 6. The show is also a community potluck, right?
Yeah, it is.
Excellent.
Yeah. So bring a dish if you're so inspired.
That's awesome. So can you explain to me a little bit, what is your own personal connection to tarot, and kind of what initially got you interested in tarot as a concept, and then how did that develop into wanting to do this art show?
Yeah, so I kind of grew up in this like sort of witchy family of women. I don't think they'd associate themselves with that word. Yeah. But I did get my first tarot deck when I was like under 10. Wow. From my aunt. Yeah. And I couldn't read it at all because it was just all like symbols and, you know, so that kind of got me into studying symbols and archetypes at a pretty young age. And then when I was in my late teens, I started to get really into Carl Jung, who's a Swiss psychologist who goes into the archetypes. And so I've also been super interested, I guess, in divination and all that stuff from a young age. So that's kind of where that started.
That's awesome.
Now, what do you use tarot for? Because I think most people think it's for fortune telling or things of that nature. Is it also for, what are some of its other more practical applications of tarot?
Sure. Well, I guess what your definition of practicality, you know, could...
It's
for me,
wide
I'm like,
open. Wide open.
I'm like, fortune telling is completely practical. Yeah. But, you know, at one point, I think it was actually used as a card deck, which, way, way, way long ago. But then it was something like the 14, 1500s. I know that's a big span of time. Was, I think it was in somewhere in Europe where the first deck was reported as being sold as a tarot deck for divination.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So for folks that don't really know anything about tarot or maybe loosely know about it.
That would be me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking to me.
Yeah. Can you explain to Ben and others, kind of how does your deck get read, and kind of how do you pull out kind of any information or ascertain any data about what's happening or your future from a tarot deck?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and I'll try to answer that as well as I can.
Sure, yeah, I know it's complicated.
So I think everybody's different first, so this is like my personal opinion. But so there are many different types of decks, and I think first it's the person who's the reader finding a deck they connect with. And a lot of the reading, I think, really depends on the reader and their intuition and their insights and what they're picking up of the person. So when you do a reading, you kind of shuffle the cards, and the person that's getting the read shuffles the cards and supposedly confuses their energy with the cards. And it's a lot about coincidence and synchronicity and what falls out, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, do you happen to have a deck on you by any chance?
I actually do. Yeah, I think it's at the bottom of my bag.
Can you give us a demonstration of it? Then Chuck will go over the event that's tonight again. It's Ben, the Biox.
Yeah, well, yeah. Ben, it's pretty involved.
Is it too much for 10 minutes?
I think it would be. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you can't. Yeah. So for someone like... This is what I'm learning. So for someone like me, it can't be done lightly. It's a very procedural kind of thing.
20-30 minutes?
I would say.
At the very least. Yeah.
You know, you can do mini readings too. And I mean, I wouldn't say right now, but I would say. Because it's very visual too. But tonight there will be some free readings. So you could totally come and try it. I'm guessing it'll probably be like 10 minutes long or something. So that's awesome. What I would suggest.
That's great. Yeah. Good.
So can you talk a little bit, Nishan, about some of the artists that are involved and kind of how you went about choosing the 85 artists who are reinterpreting the tarot deck?
Yeah. So we were super excited by the feedback, first of all the people that wanted to be involved. So that was super amazing. But for myself, the people that I knew that were artists, I contacted them. And of course, Ed Franklin knows like so many people. Mm-hmm. So that's where the majority of the artists came from. I was able to tap into a few artists that, you know, when the first idea came to me, which I was really excited about, but a lot of them couldn't come. But anyway, so we're going to have... I know that, like, so Cricket Press, like, Brian and Sarah Turner will be there. There's a piece by Bianca Spriggs, Diane Kahlo, Jack X. Taylor, Becky and Nick Alley, and, of course, Ed Franklin, and tons of, Chuck.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've got a piece in there.
Yeah, so it's, the diversity is amazing. I can't wait to, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been really fun to be involved, too, and to just learn a little bit more about tarot and kind of the individual interpretations of the cards and how to come up with something a little more conceptual to reinterpret them. So that's a really awesome element to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here with Chuck and Ben. We're here joined by Nishan, who put together a show with Ed Franklin that's happening tonight. Tarot, an exhibition at the Bread Box behind Wessex Brewery. It's going to be exciting. It's a community potluck too, so folks will be bringing some foods. Mm. All kinds of goodness. So what do you love about tarot? What is the thing that you love the most about it that draws you in?
So I love reading into everything. And because it's about symbols and archetypes, I think that's the first thing that draws me in. Mm-hmm. I would have to say. Yeah.
How old were you? You said you were under 10 years old, so yeah, 8 or 9?
Something like that, yeah.
So you get, what was it about tarot that kind of sparked your, was it just the symbolism? Was it the pictures that kind of drew you in? Was it the prospect of maybe the power of fortune and things of that nature? Or?
Yeah, well, it's, and that, and then synchronicity of my aunt just being like, here's a tarot deck, you should play with this. Uh-huh. And she always had this great bookshelf, like full of all these amazing kind of paranormal books. And that was definitely, I think, where I remember the bookshelf on the floor, just sitting there as a little kid. And I think that's where it started.
So they just kind of put something in front of you and left it out and enticed you.
Yeah.
And then they just let you go get it.
The very elementary, cool. The elementary esoteric.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's awesome. So I have a question for you, Nishan. Mm-hmm. I am wondering about, with these 85 different artists and everyone kind of having, you know, what were the limitations for the show, the rules that everyone had to follow, but also kind of, I'm sure as the show is already hung and you've seen all the pieces, kind of what have you been surprised by in seeing the diversity of styles from different artists?
Yeah, so the limitations were pretty much for the piece to be approximately like 12 by 18 and for it to be able to hang on a wall.
Yeah.
So there were
tough. It's a tough, tough limit.
Yeah. And in terms of surprise, oh my gosh. I've really been impressed with people's interpretations of it and where they've gone. Some people went with the more traditional, like the symbols and the archetype, and then some people went more abstract. Mm. The photography, I think that's been some of my favorite is the layered photography that's come out of
great.
It. But yeah, I guess people, where they went with it.
Yeah, are most of the pieces kind of mixed media, mostly paint and kind of, you know, your typical paint or oil pastel or something, or is there a lot of other?
It's all kind of over. Like, there's some beadwork. There are sculptural pieces.
Wow.
There are tapestry kind of pieces. There's embroidery. I mean, but there are definitely a lot of painting. And, yeah, it's amazing to see what has come of it.
That's cool. So that's happening tonight, 7 p.m. at the Bread Box, Tarot and Exhibition. Do you have a card that you personally identify with very closely, Nisha?
Oh boy,
That's a tough question to drop.
That it is. Or, like, or if you have one for me and one for Chuck, what would you? Which ones would you give us?
Oh, I have to think about it. That's a really sweet question. Can I think about that?
Sure, please.
Oh, we're gonna have to two part this
because yeah.
I want my tarot reading.
That's true.
And I want to do that live on the air. I think that might be more fun.
That would be awesome.
And then we need to have our own. Yeah, and then we can make that, you know, part of our show logo and insignia and our personal, I'll make it my Facebook profile picture.
of your card?
Of my card, yeah.
That'd be great. Or like interpret, just like put your face on one of the card figures.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Photoshop me into
the sixth of Ben's.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And just have six pens.
Yeah, six pens.
Awesome. I think one of me is plenty.
That's great. Well, that's awesome. So, well, thank you very much. And is there anything else that we didn't cover that you would like us to know about the show tonight?
Well, one, there will be some live music. There are some DJs spinning records.
Nice. Who's playing?
Playing? So Ed Franklin will do some.
Oh, yeah.
And Mitch Snyder and Mark Murray will be there. And one thing I just wanted to really say is, like, Skechel has been so huge in this. Mm. Like, donating time. We were there Wednesday night, putting up everything all at once, and there were like six of the Skechel people there, and it's like they're like one amazing, beautiful brain, the way they work together.
It's true. So, shout out to Aya. Shout out to Ed. Shout out to everybody over at Skechel. So always, I mean, they've been supporting Lexington arts and the community, you know, amazing organizations for a long time, since 1978. So props to Skechel Media.
Yeah, and then the other thing is Cricket Press, because they've been super present in this, and the Bread Box for, you know, also donating their space for tonight.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's truly incredible. Yeah. So that's great. So we're here with Nishan, and tonight, Tarot, an exhibition.
I'm excited.
7 p.m. at the Bread Box. It should be very exciting. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. And can we geek out about Ed Franklin here for a little bit?
Yeah, sure. We should.
Ed deserves major props. I know he couldn't be with us today, but Ed Franklin, stalwart of Lexington Arts. I love, because I was a part of, Ed did this black, white, and red show at the Modern Motel a while back, and it was incredible. It was probably, what, 60 or so artists, and kind of a similar interpretation of, like, these are the limitations. The pieces can only contain red, white, and black, and let's just see what the artists come up with. And it was amazing to see a different diversity of styles, and I'm very excited to...
No, the Iron Chef did.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, the Iron Chef. They give you the ingredients, and you make you all make what you can.
It's true. He did. He set up just a few walls, but you worked within them, and it was awesome to see the vast diversity of styles. So
he's actually having one show coming up to next week. It's a geometry show at Arts Place, and it's Bruce New, Ed Franklin, and Robert Cardin. So I just wanted to throw that in there too. Yeah,
that's awesome. See it. So where can we get more information about that or about the show?
I bet if you Google it.
Yeah, Google Ed Franklin Arts Place.
Absolutely.
And it'll be there. So, well, thank you very much, Nishan, for coming in. We really appreciate you taking your time. I know you're super busy today getting the show together.
So. Well, it's really fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Great. So Tarot tonight, 7 p.m.
And that's it for us on Bluegrass Bios today.
Yeah. Aging Adventures is coming up next.
Aging Adventures is coming up next. Thanks to all of our guests. You are listening to WLXU 93.9 Lexington Community Radio.
Adios.